Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, Executive Resume Writer of 5Strengths Career Transition Experts. When you're in a job search, you're thinking about the offers you get. That is how you are measuring your success. I'm going to ask you today to turn that around and to measure your executive career success by the number of job offers that you reject. So if you're thinking about how to find the new right executive opportunity, and you're hoping that the next application you make will result in a job offer, that's a good way to think about things because you're getting out of the current job you're in and into something new, hopefully something different, hopefully something better. And you might be thinking, will any position do? And you might answer yourself, yes, I'll do anything as long as it's not what I've been doing. And if this is your thought process and you're feeling pretty desperate, it's time to change that mindset. On my blog some time ago, I wrote about how to run toward the perfect executive position, not run away from whatever you're in now that isn't up to your standards. I received a lot of comments from executives at that point who all reported that they needed to get away from what they were doing, which meant running to something else, whatever it might be. Up until that moment, they were willing to take almost any position as long as it was with some other company doing something else. Running toward the right position never actually struck them as a strategy, given the high level of stress and frustration they were trying to get away from every single day. They were taking interviews and would take offers from anyone who asked. In fact, they might have even measured their success by the number of interview offers they received. You might be doing the same. Can you imagine how these executives might feel in a year or two if they chose one of these offers just because the offer came from a different company? Probably they'd feel the same level of frustration and disillusionment they were experiencing in their former role. Wouldn't you feel the same if you took a new role only to find out in a year that it was a terrible fit for you? So instead of thinking about success as the number of offers you receive, because there are any offers at all, think about the ones that you turn down. So look at your own pattern in your executive career search process. Count up the number of interviews you've received. How many of those would you have taken if you had received job offers from 100% of those interviews? Now think about your experiences critically. Do you truly believe that each of those roles was right for you? Why or why not? How many of those interviews or job offers would you have consciously chosen to reject? Perhaps you never thought about it that way, and that's exactly my point. You should be even more particular about choosing not to accept an interview than you should be about choosing to participate in an interview. If you know from the start that a company or role would never meet your needs, however you define them, then you probably shouldn't waste your time or that of the interviewer. What then does the number of interviews or jobs that you reject tell you about your strategy? Why is this the most critical metric to your overall success? This number tells you that you are evaluating future roles on their own merits, not based on the simple fact that the prospective position is not your current one. Thanks so much for listening to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler. I look forward to seeing you subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher and elsewhere, and you can always reach me at 801-810-5627.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.